than the other kind of stuff, like that they used to burn in lamps.
Oil?
Okay.
Let's see, kerosene.
Kerosene.
Yeah.
Then the kind of things they would use to go fishing on the lake.
The fishing poles.
Okay. But the boats?
The rowboats.
Okay.
Rowboats.
Around here they used to have two different kinds. There was one that had a sort of flat front, and one that had a sort of pointed front. Did you make a distinction?
I wasn't enough of an expert at that to make the distinction. We had them at the camps, summer camps that we went to. But I just don't remember making any distinction between the different camps.
Okay.
The flat boats and the tall boats.
Okay. Let me see, if somebody asks, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no,
it wasn't.
Okay. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take a small piece of cloth that would be the same color and the same material,
mm-hmm.
and she'd use that as a...
As a pattern.
Okay. Or a sample.
A sample.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. If to sign your name in ink, you use
a pen.
Okay. And to hold the baby's diaper in place, you use a
pen.
Okay. And soup you buy usually comes in a can that's made out of
aluminum. Let's see, tin.
Tin.
Okay.
And a dime is worth
10.
Okay. You make those distinctions very clearly, very carefully in there. Is that something you've consciously worked on, I wonder?
Maybe so. Maybe it is. I'm just trying to think back to the earlier days. I don't remember whether or not, where I made those distinctions at what point.
Okay.
I was talking about.
Okay.
I remember there were some things that I knew were might have been wrong, but everybody else said them, so I didn't try to change. But a few things like that I did.
You worked fairly consciously on, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Let me see. The thing you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
Sweater.
Okay, and if it's colder than that, you might put on a
overcoat.
Okay. And three.
Though I never had an overcoat, I must admit, down south.
Three-piece suit would have a coat and then a
vest.
Okay, and then
pants.
Okay, and if you had a pair of pants, like what you're wearing.
My grandmother would always call them trousers.
Trousers, and if you had maybe a kind of fairly good pair of pants that still didn't belong to a suit, what would you call that?
Well, I just call them pants.
Okay, kind that were made out of denim.
Jeans. That was another thing, though. Jeans came in. We always associated jeans with working people. And one day when I was in high school, we decided just for a laugh we'd wear jeans, and didn't have any. So we went down to the store, Antonopoulos, Army Navy store. The only kind of jeans we could get were those with hand places for handles and saws and all sorts of things. And we bought those, went to school with them, and the principal made us go home and change them.
Yeah.
I guess denims would be another word, but as I say, we didn't use them too much.